You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. Joining us on the line today, I have board-certified dermatologist Dr. Mona Gahara, MD, on the line. How are you?
Good. Hi, JJ. How are you?
I'm pretty good today. So today we're discussing the danger of skin cancer in people of all skin colors, but especially those with darker skin. So first off, you may want to break down exactly what skin cancer is and how it happens.
Absolutely. Well, skin cancer is a type of cancer that comes from the sun, generally. And there was a study by L'Oreal USA that showed that that sun can induce DNA damage in any skin type, light to dark. And DNA damage, JJ, is what gives us skin cancer later. And so this really gives science behind this idea that no one is immune to skin cancer, light or dark. Anyone can get it. And so we really have to kind of change our mind as people of color and look at sun safety in a different way, meaning we have to take it seriously, and we have to take our skin health seriously by examining our skin and going to a dermatologist to make sure that all of our spots are okay.
Wow. And it's so important, too, because I've heard this before that, you know, people who have darker skin are at more risk, correct, of getting skin cancer?
Well, no, it's not that they're at more risk. It's just that they're at more risk for it becoming deadly. And that's because we're not kind of programmed to think that this is something that we need to worry about. So we don't necessarily, we're not as diligent with our sunscreen, and we're not visiting dermatologists as frequently as we should. There was one study that showed only 17% of minority respondents had been to a dermatologist, but when we looked at the white people who had responded, the majority of them had gone to dermatologists. So it's clear that this message isn't getting out to everybody. So it's not that we're more susceptible, it's just that we're more likely for it to become a very serious, deadly diagnosis just because of a lack of awareness.
Okay, now how do you identify a potential melanoma in the skin color?
That's a great question. So everybody, regardless of skin color, should be doing a monthly skin check looking for any mole that is asymmetric, meaning one side doesn't equal the other, that has a border irregularity, meaning the border is jagged, or has a color change, or is getting wider. Now, in people of color, JJ, it's really important for us to look at our palms, our soles, and our scalp and our mouth, because melanoma, which is the deadly form of skin cancer, that actually can come in sun-protected areas, on those hidden areas, and that can, the longer it's left undetected, the more deadly it is. So we really need to be looking everywhere, every month, just to kind of scope things out and make sure it's okay.
Now, why do these misconceptions about darker skin and skin cancer, why do they even exist, period?
You know, it's a good question, and I'm not really sure. I think that, yes, it's true, people of color are a little bit more protected from the sun, and no, we don't burn as frequently, but certainly we do burn, and the sun is getting stronger, so we really have to be aware of this idea. And then lastly, what's interesting is people think, you know, just because, you know, I'm Egyptian, just because I'm Egyptian, that means I'm brown, and that's not necessarily the case. People can be an ethnic minority but have very light skin, so just your ethnicity does not protect you from the sun. And we have to get this message across so we can save lives, because skin cancer is curable if it's caught early. This is all curable.
Wow. Now, tell us some of the best ways that we need to protect our skin from the sun.
Great question. So everybody, regardless, should be wearing an SPF of 30 or higher on their face, chest, or hands when they go outside. Just daily sun protection. Now, when we put sunscreen on our face, sometimes it can be white and chalky. So getting a nice cosmetically elegant product that lets us have our natural skin tone is important. The one I like is La Roche-Posay and Thelios. The other thing we should be doing is wearing broad-brimmed hats when we're outside, when we go to the beach or go to the pool. Get a nice fashionable broad-brimmed hat, and it can protect you. And also, sunglasses. We think that sunglasses are just a cute fashion accessory, but they're protecting us all the time, especially when we drive. The sun rays can actually come through the windows of the car. Cancer-causing sun rays can come through the window of the car and give you skin cancer. Right. So it's really important to protect yourself even while driving.
All of these things that you're telling us to do are also so fashionable. So it's not like you're looking like a total geek trying to protect yourself from, the sun. What are some signs that we should look for that may indicate that we have excessive sun exposure?
Well, any wrinkling is a sign of excessive sun exposure. Saggy skin is a sign of excessive sun exposure. But what happens mainly in people of color is brown, blotchy discoloration. You know, discoloration on your face and hands. All of those are signs that we've gotten a little bit too much sun. So it's important, you know, using a makeup that has sunscreen in it, daily, that can go a long way in terms of anti-aging and protection from skin cancer.
Very nice. If people want to get some more details and more information, is there a website that they can go to?
L'OrealUSA.com for more information and for more product recommendations.
Very nice. And Dr. Mona, we want to thank you so much for joining us today.